How can you take your business to the next level? Launch better products, hire talented people? Can't hurt, but the most important thing you can do is install better processes and stick with them. According to Mike Payton and Lisa Gonzalez, authors of the new book, Process, How Discipline and Consistency Will Set You and Your Business Free. Mike and Lisa are leaders in the world of EOS, the Entrepreneurial Operating System. It's an increasingly popular method of organizing people in the business world, and Lisa joins us today to explain five big ideas from their book.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gonzalez, speaker, EOS implementer, and co-author of Process, How Discipline and Consistency Will Set You and Your Business Free. My co-author is Mike Payton, fellow EOS implementer and former visionary of EOS worldwide. EOS stands for the Entrepreneurial Operating System. It's a non-software business operating system that has helped tens of thousands of entrepreneurial companies get what they want from their businesses. I have a question for you. What would your business look like if you documented the activities that people on your team repeat each day and then trained them to follow it so that you and your business could consistently get the results you wanted? And when I say documented, I have a few examples. You could capture them in a checklist to ensure the right steps are followed. Or if it's software that they're expected to use, maybe you have a screenshot showing the steps they should take to get the desired results. If you did this, how would your business run? And what would your personal life look like as a result? You may be wondering why anyone would want to write an entire book about how to document processes. Our book Process was created to give all entrepreneurial leaders the inspiration and the tools that result from documenting your core processes and then getting them followed by everyone in the company who uses them. And I'm just going to be honest. In our experience, when we start to discuss process, we see visionaries check their watches, maybe panic or fake illness. I even had a client put his head on the desk and pretend to cry. A lot of entrepreneurs don't see the need because they've been successful thus far without process, or they fear they don't have the skills to get it done and don't want to dive into it. But in order to consistently get the results you want, we need to attack your thoughts or your mindset around documenting your processes. In this book bite, I'm going to give you the tools to overcome three common beliefs or myths that get in your way. Myth number one is that I am not process-oriented. So the first myth is this belief that you're not process-oriented. Have you ever thought about yourself this way? If so, I'm here to tell you it's just not true. And it's not true for a few reasons. The first reason to reject this myth is related to human beings, just our nature in general. When our early ancestors wanted to recreate fire, they figured out the best and most efficient way to consistently do that. They then taught other members of their communities how to duplicate this effort so that the next generation would not have to figure it out on their own. Now, no one wrote this practice down. Maybe they put it on a cave wall, but they figured out the best and right way to do it and then get others to follow it. The same can be true of the way we learn to eat certain foods. Along the way, someone figured out which berries were good to eat and which berries were toxic. For those who got it right, they communicated what worked to other members of their community or clan, and the rest is history. Today, modern people can feel reasonably comfortable that the berries we are eating are not toxic. So the survival of humans requires us to be process-oriented, and the same happens in business. If you're an entrepreneurial leader and you founded a business, when you first started that company, you discovered what it is that makes a customer smile, and you did more of that. You also captured what didn't work in the business. If you made your product and you realized the way you were doing it was unprofitable, you figured out a way to stop doing that. If you delivered your service in a way that, let's say, resulted in a one-star Google review, you made sure that didn't happen again as well. So determining the right and best way to get results is exactly what being process-oriented means. You may not have written it down at that point, but you captured it and duplicated it over and over again. When it's time to scale your business, however, the information that you're carrying around in your head, or maybe that you conveyed verbally to one or two key employees, that information must get captured in writing so that you can maintain the level of excellence that's made you successful so far. To scale and create consistently desired results, we can't just let people figure it out. Not only is it inefficient, it's expensive. So if we can get you and your team to document and simplify the right and best way to do the routine activities in your business, at minimum, your business will improve if not your personal life. So reject this first myth. You are process oriented. You're just naturally good at it. And if you want to grow, it benefits you to adopt the next steps to formalize it. Myth number two, documenting your processes takes too much time. No one running a company has ever said they have too much time. In fact, the leaders we work with have an almost superhuman ability to get huge amounts of work done with not enough time, not enough money, and without enough people. And sometimes we even thrive on this. But we don't have to live in a world of ongoing firefighting. It breaks my heart to think that we think this is the only way, or that we tie our identity to this way of life. We cannot sustain success at this pace without things suffering at work, or with our health, or at home. Entrepreneurs underestimate the time that is wasted by the lack of attention to process. UCLA coach John Wooden is one of the most successful college basketball coaches ever. He's famous for gathering his new recruits on their first days of coaching, recent stars from high school around the country. He's famous for teaching them not how to shoot or dribble on that first day, but how to put on socks. Yes, socks. Even though they had important training and practices to dive into, he made sure that they paid attention to, quote, the little things, noting, if you don't have time to do it right, when will you have time to do it over? When eager recruits and other members of the team would race to put on their socks and shoes in the way that they preferred and had been taught, or maybe not taught, he had them slow down and showed them the right way to do it. Why? To have them avoid getting blisters. If they got blisters, that would mean they'd lose precious practice or playing time, and such short-sightedness could cost the team a future championship. So could your business benefit from slowing down and training others the right way to do things? Many businesses underestimate the time that the failure to slow down and document your processes is costing them. The time it takes to backtrack on unhappy customers or to remake your products. There's also the time that's involved in employee turnover that's caused by lack of process. Recovery from all of these mistakes takes time, it burns goodwill, and it costs money. All limited resources in a growing company. But we can slow down to go fast. The second reason this myth is misplaced is because we overestimate the time it will take to document our processes and get them followed by all. And that's understandable if you think it's necessary to document 100% of the steps in 100% of your processes to get 100% compliance from every employee. We call that the 100-100-100 approach, and it's both overwhelming and ineffective. Instead, our approach is a 20-80 approach, capturing 20% of the major steps that can get you 80% of the way there. The work that's involved to get the rest of that 80% to 100% is just not worth the ROI of your time. We will capture these steps in your major core processes, and you will see an immediate return on starting at this higher level. Your employees will be better at their jobs sooner, and they'll stay longer. Your leaders will more consistently hit their numbers and complete priorities. The time gained will give them space to create and innovate. And of course, the people who love to add detail can provide more detail as time goes on, but initially the leadership team can agree on the framework for how things are done in this organization and create an accessible and usable document. Myth three, process destroys freedom. If you believe that instilling discipline for process means that you and your people can no longer be free, creative, or innovative, you are not alone. This mistaken belief may be more widely held and more fiercely defended than the first two myths. Entrepreneurs are fiercely independent people. In fact, one of our entrepreneurs shared that he didn't like being told what to do, and he assumed other people on his team wouldn't want to be told either, until he realized he needed to scale. Other entrepreneurs expressed a concern that if they document their company's processes, they fear they'll turn their employees into a bunch of robots. In fact, from all of these viewpoints, people are resisting the very thing they need the most, like a child who refuses to take medicine that will help them feel better. The thing that's destroying freedom is lack of process. Lack of process makes it difficult to train and grow employees in your organization. The lack of process results in your product being built in an inconsistent way, causing customers to complain or stop using your services. The lack of documented processes results in living in a world where you are answering and re-answering basic questions, redirecting people, and fixing problems caused by them reinventing ways to do work that should be routine. In contrast, our approach to process will break that cycle simply and efficiently. It'll help your team master the basics in a way that consistently gets better results day to day. That will in turn help you and your team spend less time in the trenches and more time thinking, creating, and innovating. True freedom is encapsulated by a quote from Isidore Sharp, founder of the beautiful Four Seasons Hotels and Resorts. Mr. Sharp leveraged this common sense approach to systemize the ordinary so you can humanize the exceptional. At Four Seasons, he encourages leaders, managers, and team members to systemize basic routines such as checking in a guest at the front desk or cleaning a hotel room. Finally, he and his leaders encourage team members to use their ordinary judgment and discretion to create a truly memorable experience. Guests joyfully share stories of team members remembering their names and their drink orders, providing warm hats, mittens, and robes for their children on a surprisingly cold day, or hand-delivering a book from a favorite author. As a result, Sharp and his team built Four Seasons into one of the world's top luxury hotel chains that is known for exceptional customer service and attention to detail. Another favorite example of mine is a client that streamlined their new hire process. At this company, they were passionate about celebrating the new employee when they joined the company, as opposed to the hundreds of companies who throw going-away parties when a person leaves the company. Here, the employees arrived to discover their workstations decorated with streamers, flowers, and balloons. A personalized card and a bottle of wine was sent to the new employee's family, welcoming them to the team, and a mentor met with the employee to have lunch and be their social support. That's the type of innovation, experiences, and freedom that documented processes provide. Process doesn't destroy freedom. Process creates freedom. Reject these three myths that cause you to resist getting your processes documented and commit mentally to this work, and then get into action. And one last thing, as a leader, this is not work that you can hand off to your best person. You have to muster the energy and passion that only visionary leaders can provide to their business. Your genuine support will help you and your team run your business more smoothly, get better results, and increase the business value. You'll have more important time for stuff at work and at home. Your peace of mind will improve, and you'll have more fun. It will require sweat, determination, and hard work, and is absolutely worth it. So that is how discipline and consistency can set you and your business free. We hope that you enjoy the book and that it makes an impact on your business and your life. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Lisa. That was five big ideas from Process, How Discipline and Consistency Will Set You and Your Business Free by Mike Payton and Lisa Gonzalez. You might also want to listen to our book bite for Smarter Collaboration, A New Approach to Breaking Down Barriers and Transforming Work by Heidi Gardner and Ivan Matviak. You can find it here in the app. I'm Michael Kovnat. Thanks for listening.